Hello and welcome to Football Total, episode number 97. We are inching closer to the 100th episode. And Baru is in the studio.
What's up, guys?
And Kumar Kanav has decided to join us, but over the phone. Kanav, say hi.
Hey, guys.
If we were from the Tendulkar family, I think this would have been our last episode.
Because of 97?
The nervous 90s.
Not Tendulkar scored enough centuries. What are you going
on? Yeah, but I'm sure he scored many more.
90s? No, he hasn't. All right, can we speak about
football?
Football.
Yes.
And what not Tendulkar may have done in some alternate universe.
What?
Not scored. All right, let's start with Manchester City versus Crystal Palace. Baru, you saw that coming.
Oh, like, since last year.
I
knew this was happening.
Since last year, you knew that this year Crystal Palace is going to beat Manchester City.
Etihad.
Oh,
but I think City Crystal Palace deserved that result just for that goal, man.
Oh, what a beauty.
Let's just only talk about that goal.
What a beauty.
Since you both claim to play football at the highest level, why don't you all take a shot at describing the goal one at a time?
You've been to our finals, Saru. You know that we play at the highest.
Yeah, so I know how to see such goals, right? Why don't you guys describe how to score such a goal? Yeah,
well, I think Tanuja scored a goal similar to. It.
Yeah,
he was telling me the other day.
Back in college.
He was telling the other day that Tanu just scored a similar goal.
I think on the Sports Center group, Azim also just pointed it out
that you scored similar goal.
Yeah.
So what technique does it take to score that goal?
So you just close your eyes and swing the left foot. And pray to God that it connects. And that's what Townsend did.
It's a very difficult technique to get through, you know, just to keep that ball low.
And the thing about his was like, it wasn't like there wasn't a downspin on the ball or something that went up and then dipped. It was always rising, but it was at such a beautiful angle that it went right in the top right corner.
And the power, man, the
it was
power
just
on it.
Everything about that goal was, I think it was the Ballon d'Or, the Pushkas contender for this year.
Pushkas, yeah.
Yeah, but we know how it's given. You saw the goal which was given last year, the Salah's goal. So,
so maybe this time we can keep Egypt out of the voting.
Voting.
You know, all those Egyptian numbers.
Probably we can get like one of Chetri's goals.
Oh, totally. I think the Indians just didn't know like what to do.
Now we
probably
know.
We should have probably put it like in the middle of an Indian Idol ad or something, you know.
Chha gaya re beta, tu chha gaya.
Chetri ka goal vote karne ke liye daliye 1234 at Chetri and send it to Twitter.
I'd send it to Twitter.
Hello, Twitter. Mila kya?
Oi, getting back to Townsend goal. You know, it was like, was it 2-0 or 1-1, Kana, when that goal was scored?
It was 1-1. And so, Gundogan had scored and Jeffrey Schlupp had already scored.
Yeah. You know, Baru, why I didn't ask you that question?
Yeah.
Because Kanav is assigned a duty of knowing such mundane details.
And he shall find out more about this duty in the coming week. Yeah. We shall not reveal it right now.
Yeah, we'll reveal it.
We'll just generate some buzz as our producer asks us to.
And Kanav will face the brunt of
the
it.
Brunt of the buzz.
Yeah.
So, no, but also, I think the thing that you had to see was that City, for all you know their possession, I think they didn't really threaten. Apart from the last 10 minutes when they managed to score one from, I think that was a bigger stroke of luck than what Townsend did.
So they did threaten to cross the ball which could go into the goal, right?
Yeah,
isn't that what De Bruyne did?
No, but they forgot that they didn't have Fellini, you know, so putting all those crosses in without Fellini in the box.
Yeah.
Probably Pep was just paying a tribute to, you know, his friend.
Yeah. Oh, Baru, I don't know if you... Kanav and I were watching it and we saw it in the... You know what the commentator said? You know, City has to get him more crosses to score the goal. And so we thought...
And who's attacking the ball in the box? It's Aguero.
And Jesus.
Jesus. And I think Gundogan was also in there.
The shortest players of City were trying to attack. But the commentator, like, you know, you have to cross the ball. They have to get in more crosses. That's the only way they'll get back. So if that is the only strategy you need to do, what's wrong with having Fellini in your squad?
Was Michael Owen the commentator?
And why
was Mourinho fired then?
Hey, why? Because Mourinho did it from the 44th minute, even before the halftime ended. Probably that's why.
You mean the fourth minute? Right.
No, first 40 minutes they conceded two goals, so nothing happened then. 4 minutes they tried and then got in Fellini. Yeah, but now talking about City, should Pep Guardiola be taking this seriously? I think he was taking it lightly till about 2-3 weeks ago when he bought into the whole myth of that, yeah, we will win the league and Liverpool will slip aside. And now they're 4 points behind Liverpool.
Yeah, slip, no pun
intended. Yeah, but Kanav, you think he'll stop changing the squad so much and shuffling them so much because now they have a serious title contender?
The thing is that it's not like, you know, he's shuffling and like starting with Phil Foden or starting, you know, with someone from the reserves. Whatever players he's bringing in, so if he doesn't start with Sterling, he starts with Mahrez. He has so many options, so you can't say that he was taking it lightly. But just that... I think there's just so many options at his disposal that he probably doesn't know what his best team is. That's why he keeps tinkering with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even with the second string, so-called second string side, there's nothing that changes in the way City actually play. I mean, they're still dominating every pass. I mean, completing every pass, dominating the entire game, not letting other keep. Team even get the ball.
Yeah, but against Crystal Palace, there was no that, you know.
Everything was there.
They didn't have that many shots on target. They were not threatening.
They got like around 9, I think, on target.
Yeah, which for even City standards are quite less.
5 on target, sorry. But yeah. Ultimately, it was just a regular... I think they actually played like Arsenal in this game. Kept a lot of ball and just did not...
Do anything with it. Yeah. Guys,
also,
what...
Also, no, the biggest problem was that City were very suspect defensively in this game.
Hmm.
Like, if you look at all 3 goals, Kyle Walker had a part to play in all 3. Like, even the goal that Townsend scored.
Yeah.
There were 2 chances for City to clear the ball after the corner. And they missed both of them.
Yeah.
That's when it kept Townsend.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Walker gave a penalty.
Yeah. There was a point in the game when Ederson was ahead of Kyle Walker in positioning.
But yeah, again, it's the same thing. I mean, kept the ball a lot, passed it a lot, and
the same
shaky
story.
Defense.
Arsenal? Yeah, what to make of Aguero's form, guys? Like, why? Why is he not scoring for goals? Why is he doing a Lukaku suddenly?
Is he finally fit properly? Is he match fit?
Yeah.
I know.
No, because he missed a couple of weeks.
Of course he did, but...
Now he must be match fit, no?
And he's still my captain, so there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders. I mean, he's been my captain even when he wasn't playing.
Yep, but let's talk about, you know, the side which is causing all this trouble to Manchester City. And probably for the first time in a long time, Pep Guardiola has a title challenge, which is Liverpool beat Wolves easily 2-0. First question, is Virgil van Dijk the best defender on the earth?
At the moment, it does look like it, yeah.
Oh, so you agree with Jamie Redknapp?
Yeah, man. VVD should just get the Ballon d'Or.
That's not what he said.
He should be saying
he said
that.
He's Terry, Rio Ferdinand and Vidic put together.
That doesn't sound that bad.
Is he that good? That he's like all these three...
So basically, he's sleeping with... his teammates' wife, and he's racist. Oh, he's at the receiving end of racist comments.
His brother is.
Or his brother is.
And what do you say for Vidic? Good defender.
And good defender who visits Bombay once in a while.
And why VVD is 442 have given out their list of annual top 100 footballers, and Virgil van Dijk is the top defender in the world according to them.
Dude, so 442 agree with me. Do you know what's Ozil's position in that list?
I haven't bothered to check.
It's 99.
Really?
Yeah. Lucas Torreira is ahead of...
Ozil. Which is all right. No, last 6
Oh, wait. I'm not sure if this is a 4-4-2 one of the Ballon d'Or final rankings.
No, this must be... I don't know what you're talking about. But I don't know where their positions are in 4-4-2. So, is 75 million worth for VVD, dude?
No. Not that much. I mean, ultimately, I think a defender should...
Why?
Shouldn't be that expensive.
Just because you have a preconceived notion that's what a defender should cost.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Buffon cost Juventus?
No.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Damn it, if Kumar was here, you'd have told us what it was.
Yeah, exactly. It did cost a lot of money. So Klopp said that Liverpool needs to improve even more to win the title. What's he going on about? Where will they improve?
See, ultimately for Klopp, it's just... His job is just to keep his team on track right now.
Yeah. So he has to keep saying such things.
He has to keep saying such, you know, spouting such rhetorics and...
Yeah, probably once in a while, he should not hug them after the game just to tell them...
Or smile at them because that, you know, that blinds people.
Yeah, then they'll be like, oh, he's pissed off with something.
Yeah.
Why can't he just do that? He can't hug them and say, oh, we need to improve. What sort of... This is not even tough love. What is this?
It's, I don't know, man. There's probably a German word for it. I mean,
yeah,
they have a word for everything.
So Liverpool have been unbeaten this season, Baru. Will Arsenal be the team to break that run?
No, we don't do that.
What do you mean we don't do that?
We don't break winning streaks. I mean, we just watch it while someone else comes in and like just breaks it, like Crystal Palace or...
What are you going on about? We watch it. So
yeah, I mean,
which
we
was
just
the
wait for someone else to break it.
Which was the last one you just watched without trying?
Tottenham.
What winning streak did
they
have?
Were
like
on
four games in a row.
No, they were on a 17 game unbeaten or something.
When was this?
Last week, last year.
And
then I think Liverpool defeated them or something.
Oh, so Arsenal was just watching.
Yeah. We had a game with them, but we couldn't. Like,
so that's a lot of confidence going into the...
Well,
Liverpool,
City are playing Liverpool at Etihad next week.
Yeah, but Arsenal are playing before them.
So, I don't think that's going to happen. We'll just probably draw them or something. I'm telling you, we don't like really stop streaks, man.
The only thing is Lucas Torreira is one yellow card away from suspension.
Yeah.
And they have a game, I don't know who...
On Boxing Day against Cardiff, I think.
Yeah, so whoever they're playing on Cardiff, if he gets a yellow card, I think Arsenal will be just looking at breaking the streak. And one more piece of news is...
Brighton, sorry.
And Mkhitaryan is out for 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, that means
oh
9.
Oh god, we are back there again.
Yeah,
a broken metatarsus.
So okay, just to digress a little about Arsenal. Metatarsal.
We should really find that bone.
Yeah, so who are all injured from Arsenal, from the defense? Who's gone injured?
So I think Mustafi is out.
Hmm.
But is he injured or suspended? Socrates was suspended.
Nacho Monreal is injured.
Monreal just got injured.
Rob Holding is injured.
So basically our main three
defenders
backs are
poor Mustafi. Does he have to come and clean it up? Kanav, I'll ask you the same question I asked Baru. You think Arsenal is the team which is going to beat the Liverpool unbeaten run this season?
I think the timing of the fixture is such that it doesn't look very probable. Arsenal has been suffering through a lot of injuries. I think just like every match is a new injury.
Yes.
Another, so, see, already we had a shortage of defense where Montreal is, Mustafi is out injured, Holding is out injured. We have had to, you know, make do with, last match we started with Montreal in center back.
Yeah.
He got injured.
Mm.
Now, today is his fresh
Mkhitaryan
is out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, and we don't really have the bench strength, you know, to cope with it. Especially defensive injuries, it's very difficult. We can only hope, let's see.
Yeah,
but I think the Arsenal of this season, they're at least giving up a fight.
Yes,
like even if you saw the Chelsea game, it was not like, you know, of the past 2-3 seasons where we just turn up to lose.
So you're saying they may beat the unbeaten record? There's a chance.
I think there are a lot of other teams which have a better chance than Arsenal right now. So, you know, considering current situation of doing it.
Yeah,
but Arsenal will definitely put up a fight.
Cool.
Yeah, and speaking of these injuries.
Wait, Baru, that's how you give an answer.
Arsenal actually like second in the injuries table right now. With only West Ham ahead. But I'm sure like Jack Wilshere counts.
Not even first there.
Jack Wilshere counts for like a lot
of
spots.
Yeah, if we had kept Wilshere, we would be first there.
All right, getting back to Liverpool. Salah is back in form, but form of Firmino is quite dicey. He's not scoring goals. Who are the other forward they can bank on? They can't like have a misfiring striker and try and win the league,
no,
right?
No, but see, the thing with Liverpool right now, it's, you know, till last season, what Liverpool were known for is at the front. Because they were conceding, you know, when they had Lovren, they had Mignolet. Now with Alisson and VVD in the squad, they're not really conceding that many goals.
So the minimum they'll take is a draw these days.
Yeah, so the minimum they'll take is a draw. And then, you know, you always expect either Salah or Mane or, you know, someone like Lallana is now popping from the midfield. So it's very probable that they'll get one goal or something.
Who's that, man?
So now because they don't have to cover up for their defensive facilities,
okay.
They don't really need 4 goals every game.
Cool. Hey, little things about Tottenham before we take a break. They
I'm
are
out
on...
of this. No.
Okay, you mute the thing.
No, it's something positive.
Yeah, it's something positive about Tottenham. Baru, just like conjure up a few positive words about Spurs.
They're out of the title race.
My question was exact opposite. Are they forcing themselves back into the title race?
No.
They're at 42 points,
man. It doesn't matter.
They're only 6 points behind Liverpool.
Do you know what happens when you look for the new shithole on Google Maps?
What, you get Pogba's emoji?
No, you get directed to the White Hart Lane. The new White Hart Lane.
Really? Yes. Is that what Arsenal fans have been doing?
No. We would have rather been voting for, I don't know, some Arsenal player as...
Alright, come on. But you have to say, like, Poch has suddenly gotten Spurs, like, doing so well. They're on 42. It's, like, unbelievable.
But I think he's going to get distracted with the United vacancy.
He knew you were going to say that. So, yesterday he came out with a statement.
yesterday
he came out with a statement saying that rumors are just bullshit. I don't really care. We are just pressing on and we will, like, you know, force ourselves into the title race. He's preempting Baru's comments.
You don't expect him to come out and say that, no, yeah, I've been distracted by United, so now I...
If Saru was a manager, he would have done that.
Yeah.
I'm so distracted right now.
Not football manager?
I play only football manager, dude.
Yeah, so like, do you not face those questions every time when you're linked with a new club?
I do, but
he answers it as, yes, I am going.
Yeah, I get out immediately.
Money!
Yeah.
Now I know why Mourinho is your favorite manager.
Yeah.
You have like the equal number of sackings as him every 3 years.
Dude, it is simple. Life is short. Make as much money as possible.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
No, but yeah, I think Tottenham. This might sound like, you know, those Arsenal fan moaning, but they
yes, it does sound like an Arsenal fan moaning. It doesn't sound like anything else.
They get a lot of decisions. Even yesterday, that Son's goal was offside.
Dude, if one Son's goal is offset, they have 5 more to bank on. They beat them 6-2. What are you going on about?
No, yeah, and what's everyone getting so happy about? Harry Winks completing 75% of his passes or something.
I didn't get happy. Who is this everyone? When you guys say everyone is getting happy about...
We're talking about the English players, that's it. Who else?
They're happy that Harry Winks completed 75% of his passes.
Yep.
Why are they happy with that?
I don't know. It's a Tottenham
player. It's an achievement for a Tottenham player.
And he's English.
Yeah, so it's an achievement for Harry Winks. That's probably his highest pass completion till date in his career. Alright, on that note, we take a break. And after the break, we talk about... Ole, 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 ole. Alright, see you after the break. Stay tuned to Football Total. Welcome back to Football Total. Baru is here in the studio. And
ole.
Kanav is on the phone.
Ole.
Hello. Ole.
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 All right. Baru, how was... Ole, ole, ole.
Man, I think it was more about, you know...
Ole, ole.
Jose. Rather than ole, man. I mean, Jose, they're just happy that he's not there anymore. Did ole. You see... can you stop now?
Ole.
Shut up. He's getting to... Did you see Sanchez like driving into his
old
training
Trafford.
Ground?
Yeah,
not Old Trafford, like the training ground, Carrington.
Carrington
with that Hans Zimmer, that victory music in the back.
The victory music from Dark Knight Rises, right?
No, Gladiator. I think.
Yeah,
I think
Gladiator. All right.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, but why is he doing all that? He still won't get into
so
the
subliminally,
team.
Subliminally, he wants to show that he's so.
He still
happy
won't get into the team.
Oh yeah, he would, right?
No, neither will
he. Didn't he like just play?
Huh? No. What do you mean play what? He played the piano. He hasn't played anything else. Wait, when the Liverpool players playing the piano, three of them.
Yeah, Shakiri. They'd gone to a school and they were like surprising kids. And this like, what, 7-year-old kid on Salah's face, he's like, yeah, I think Richarlison's better than you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So this is something that fans from Egypt can't change, right?
Yes.
The opinions of what, Evertonian and Liverpoolian kids.
Who are not Egyptian.
Or that, yeah.
Yes. Alright, let's get back to ole, ole, ole.
I think,
ole.
Yeah, again, I think it's just the players being happy that Jose's on there.
So next week they come
like,
back.
What do you think in 1 week, what is he going to like introduce so revolutionary into that style of
play? Yeah, but Neil Warnock called his own team like Sunday football defending. So, I don't know. It's very hard. Like, Ashish, our producer, was telling me that Man U fans bade khush ho rahe. Cardiff ke saath mare goal. Agle hafte haar jayenge.
No, but it was not just about the goal. It was also, you know, after the first 25 minutes, they were actually passing. They were playing well. The players were connecting with each other. Which is a positive sign going forward.
Yeah, they're playing Huddersfield next. So, you know, Ole may be like, you know, the in thing.
Yeah, and like, you get 2-3 results, it'll get that whole momentum going. You know, after all the negativity that's been around the club, you can't discount any result right
Dude,
now.
Dude, who is discounting anything? I'm just asking, are you singing, ole, ole, ole?
And it seems like what, Ferguson brokered the entire deal, like getting
Dude, you don't have to broker a deal with Sog to get Solskjaer back. Ferguson is trying to broker the deal to get Poch back. Poch to Man Old Trafford.
And they've actually got...
What is brokered? Like, Fergie called and told, hey, aja.
Aja.
Ole, ole.
Yeah, he'll come running around.
So, and now he's taken up a consultant position at United.
Just because you saw a WhatsApp forward of Fergie whispering into Solskjaer's ears?
No, I read the headline also below.
What? Yeah, I think more important is Solskjaer is Mike Phelan coming back to the club. He, like David Moyes kicked him out and now our man has made a comeback to Old Trafford. He probably is like more important than ole, ole, ole.
Okay, stop.
Okay, but everything is going well suddenly at United. You know, Pogba scores so many points at FPL. He gives 3 assists and now he has a new emoji app. Have you guys downloaded the app, Kanav?
Where do you read about these things, man?
On his Instagram.
Hasn't he deleted the post yet?
Is it not Pog feelings anymore?
No, Pog emojis. No. Now he has a whole app called Pog emojis.
Okay.
It should be Pog emojis, right? What is Pog emojis?
Yeah, I mean, he needs a better marketing team. Yeah.
No, he may have called it Pog emojis, but I am a old school Graham Souness pre Instagram guy, so I still call it an emoji.
Okay.
Pogmoji. Why don't we have a twaddle moji? Whatever. Is it very hard for us to? How hard is
We've
it?
We've got
to,
a twaddle sticker.
How hard is it to make a emoji app?
Not very. Like, why do you need to make emojis? You can just make stickers now, right?
We have a sticker.
I don't know. If Pogba has made an emoji app, I'm sure someone's told him that.
Pogba already has stickers.
Huh. So, oh, emoji is the next step, right?
Next step, yeah.
No, emojis just like catering to audience like you. Like all the cool kids are now using stickers.
Really? No one uses emojis anymore.
No,
not the cool ones.
So see from.
But you guys sent some emojis yesterday only. No.
From emojis is shifted to
that
you
is,
know.
We were speaking your tongues.
Now from GIFs it's evolved to stickers now because stickers are more personalized now.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm so happy to have friends like you who cater to like Buddha needs.
Buddha needs.
Buddha needs.
What?
All right.
The German version.
Good save. Good save.
God, we miss Kanav so much. To wait till next year.
It's like he's speaking in our ears right now.
He's our Fergie.
Is he whistling at us?
I don't know. Hey. All right.
I'm brokering a deal now.
Who are you?
With Darud. Sandstorm.
Okay, so it looks like increasingly it's going to be Arsenal versus Chelsea for the fourth position. Who is in a better position, Kanav? You say Arsenal, I say Chelsea, and we can move on to the next topic. Chelsea. Baru?
Giroud.
Oh, Chelsea, yay! Oh,
you know what happened last night? I was about to sleep, right? And then I just ended
Where
up
is this story going?
And what does it have to do with Giroud?
I ended up watching like half an hour of Giroud content on Arsenal YouTube.
Yeah, you were only watching, we believe that.
Yeah. I miss that, man.
Dude, this is sounding even more desperate on the phone.
I'll send you that video right now.
But just clean your phone the next time you get it.
Yeah, and I think now is the time you stop with this half an hour watching Giroud story.
Half an hour, man.
I know.
He lasts so long.
Giroud.
Arsenal has a lot of content, right? Like those one-on-one interviews and rapid fire.
Oh, now his words are enough for you.
I cannot help it, I am so sexy.
Alright, moving on. Southampton and Crystal Palace, they are moving up the table, Kanav. I am asking you this because I am sure Baru has not seen Southampton play.
Yeah, so see, Ings scored again from the spot.
Yeah. So
then ended up, and Redmond scored, and who was the third one?
I don't know. So for ease of discussion, let's call him Tosun.
Yeah, so he came from Everton just to score a goal.
Ings scored, right?
No, but yeah,
Danny Ings, yeah.
I think it's just, you know, that whole new manager, new regime thing coming in. So they've gotten a couple of good results.
Yes, I know. And the whole new manager, new regime thing coming in has changed Fulham's fortunes as well. They kept a clean sheet last weekend.
Amazing, like, who would have thought that would happen?
No
one. And you know, if Warnock thinks that Cardiff's defending is Sunderland, what would you call
Fulham's defending? I wouldn't call it defending at all.
And probably like Everton's defending in the first half last night, the way they were just giving away goals.
Yeah, but Everton does it like, let's say, once in 10 games. Fulham, for the first time ever, kept clean sheet. So now there is a realistic...
What's lower than Sunday League? Like Saturday League? Saturday League? How do you rank it?
I don't know. Indian Sunday League, like Kalba Devi Sunday League, probably.
So, NDFA.
Become more
And then ISL comes to the bottom?
What?
No, that's I-League.
Yeah. But now there's a chance that Fulham will not concede 100 goals this season. How happy are you with that, Baru?
Very.
No, I'm fine with
it. Why would Baru be happy?
Kumar is his team.
I know, but
Kumar is his team.
Baru doesn't like to talk about Wolves. Like, it's going to jinx something.
Like, is there anything left to be jinxed right now?
I don't
see,
know.
See, ever since United started challenging for Wolves' spot, it has got a bit, you know,
dicey
there.
So you just keep quiet about it?
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, man.
All right, so now we are recording this on the 24th. So the Boxing Day games start on the 26th, and there are like so many more games. God, when do we record the next episode of Football Portal? Yeah, let's discuss.
I think Kumar has started a good trend. We'll just like record from.
I think we need to
on the
take a Christmas break also.
Yeah, we do. Given that there's some sort of ambulance behind you or a police car van behind you,
we've got an emergency.
We need a break, I guess. All right, Kanav, thanks for being on the phone.
Thanks, guys.
Baru,
later.
All right, this is Saru signing off from Football Bollywood.